How is everybody? It's so good to be here, especially to be in a place that I will admit I had never heard of before. So, but as soon as I went to I had to do a workshop at Xavier University in New Orleans, and one of the professors who was responsible for bringing me there said, "Oh, Swarthmore." As soon as I said, "Oh, yes, Swarthmore." Sid Carpenter is there. Her and Sid Carpenter, she said, "Oh, you must go there. Sid Carpenter took me to this place and this place, this restaurant, that restaurant. We ate, like, you know, this kind of thing." So I was trying to make it my business, and I was told that Sid Carpenter is on a sabbatical. So when you see her again, tell her that Xavier University sent me here with all kind of big expectations. So at any rate, let's see. You can kill one human body, but I'll see 10,000 beagles. I'll see 10,000 beagles. They'll kill one human body, but I'll see 10,000 more. I'll see 10,000 more. They'll kill one human body, but I'll see 10,000 Zoras. I'll see 10,000 Zoras. They'll kill one human body, but I'll see 10,000 Harriets. I'll see 10,000 Harriets. They'll kill one human body, but I'll see 10,000 Malcolms. I'll see 10,000 Malcolms. We have not always found comfort in killers. We have not always found solace being rocked in the bosoms of those who silently pray and then openly destroy. No, not always have we mistaken mimicry for mastery, or pretending for knowing, or enslavement for freedom. But across my memory marches millions bold, regal, resilient, confident, unshackled feet, stuffing up spirits to guide us through this fickle material world. We like sun and moon folk, universal souls, praying our prayers and singing our songs. Eshu, Ogun, Shango, Yemoja, Oshun, Obatala, Oya, Dambala, Aidowe, Dora, Nkango, Olodumare, and Yame. We know all of you by name. We are people of beginnings, of culture, of strength. Not always have we given in to the empty threats and scare tactics of the powerless ones. Not always have we allowed the blood of our sons and daughters to color the streets while we're walking asleep, marching to the beat of death siren song. They're still wearing their sheets, nooses in reach, showing their teeth and then smiling, it seems. But I hear in the breeze, in the rustle of the trees, in the dangling of the feet, they say, "Please, please don't let them ever forget." You see, not always have we suffered from amnesia. Not always have we forgotten how to conjure up spirit, ancestor wisdom, fix up a mixture, spiritual elixir, ancient traditions. We like magicians, God like vision. We are people of sight. So no, not always have we fallen for this okie doke, or inhaled the hazardous smoke of the manipulators, or been satisfied with crumbs from meals our hands have prepared. You said life for us ain't been no crystal stair, but at least the steps are there to push us up higher, teach us how to go beyond the destroyer's disguises, look them in the eyes and be able to see. Because what's surprising when you know the nature of a beast, and especially when they've shown the same face for centuries? So you tell me, what's the difference between two sisters in New Orleans shot point blank in the back of the head and two women bombed in their car in Baghdad? Or government sanctioned killings in Kenya and a sister held hostage in a house in Virginia? Or poverty in Haiti? Or poverty in Jamaica? Rape in Rwanda? Or rape in Somalia? A sweatshop in China? Or one in Guatemala? Or smallpox in blankets? Syphilis in Tuskegee? formaldehyde and FEMA ethnic cleansing and Katrina. I recall within his speech, Dr. King made us aware. He said injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere, so they can spare us that drama, huh? Look, we got the heart of them field working mamas. We carry the torture that ancestor fire, so with every fiber that flutters in our being, with every find that comes from our seeking, with every hearing that comes from our listening, and every sight that comes from our seeing, we must be faithful, strategic, victorious, and we must be free. Okay. I got some more. Just in case. I got a bunch of stuff in my head. I just don't know what to do, where to start, where to go. All that kind of stuff. Just bear with me, huh? However, we're going to get somewhere. However we get there, just kind of go with me. Just trust me. This is a poem for those who work 25 hours a day for 24 cents an hour. It's for those who trod the streets stress heavy, their feet strapped with anguish, backs bent with burden. It's for those who live between the lines of fear and confusion. It's for those whose eyes have witnessed the sunrise and they still question the awesome power of a supreme being. It's for those against the wall or in the dust or behind the bars or on the other side of the barrel. It's for those who do not see God in the mirror or a tree or a blade of grass, a homeless man, a crescent moon, a drop of dew, a ray of sun, or a purple sky. It is for those who have given up on life and just wonder how they are still allowed to open their eyes real wide in the morning. And I say to you, it is not yet time to die. For seekers of a better way, for speakers of new words, for creators of another day, awake from your slumber, massive in number, as brave as thunder, as courageous as hope, as audacious as faith. I see heaven in your face. How does it feel just knowing that wherever you go, the holiest of holies is present in the form of you? Okay, so now this is for you. It's for your worth. It's nothing less than divine. I say this for all of those who survive, who get up, who scream, even when the takers try and zap their dreams, who shout no, who cry yes, who feel the glory of victory boiling in their chest, for the lovers of love, for thinkers of peace, for workers of justice, field hands of freedom, whose voices ring high when vibrations are low, for the tillers of the earth and the seeds they sow grow big, grow long, grow up, grow high, rise and take your stance, because it is not yet time to die. Now, this is a poem. This is also a poem for Tevin, right? Tevin Flowers. Tevin Flowers is a little boy. He was a little boy who was 7 years old, and his body was found dangling from a coat hook in his school's bathroom. Or there's a little boy named Juan. Juan, who was 8 years old. Juan was forced to eat his own vomit inside a Mississippi penitentiary for juveniles. Well, this is a poem for 17-year-old youth, because 17-year-old youth live in such a state of lack and limit that they give up before they even start. But you know, children only do what children are taught. It's like it's three strikes against them before their feet touch the land, and then they move through this life without a choice or a chance. But I ask sincerely, who? Who sitting in this room can be a voice when the sticky fingers of fear have gripped the throats of the people and words as beautiful as freedom or justice or love never quite make it to their tongues and they are stuck choking and gasping for breath on a coulda or a shitter till there's nothing more left? But I am here like thousands of miles way up in the air turning clouds into flowers since the ones down bottom lie limp and unwatered in unsafe schoolhouses where cowards become heroes and the heartless are given power, and the only thing that matters is the making of a dollar. Really, who's sitting in here is going to speak, huh? That's a real question. Who will stand in this hour? Who will protect our babies against the system that devours? Can you imagine? Picture the nastiest animal mixing poison in the cauldron, then we let them feed our youth, and before you know it, they in a coffin or a jail, or your cells become altered, and their eyes, it's like their eyes only begin to see destruction. Heaven help us. Please show us. May we learn how to repent for the hypocrisy and negligence we've shown to our children. Really, who's sitting in here is going to serve? Who can show that there is light? Who can tell of the precious dawn that follows the onyx night? And when you say it, will you feel it? Will you really believe with all your might that every flower is sacred, that every future is bright? I'm asking who in here will help? Who will prune and water the garden? Because if you're not a part of the solution, then you must be.
Okay. You must be a part of the problem.
Y'all okay? Listen, there's a song. I have a dear friend, and I'm thinking of this wonder of a woman who we are here in honor of, Catherine Morgan, and me not knowing her, but reading and hearing and this unapologetic way of being and gathering stories and circumstances and experiences and turning them into these wonders. And the main word that I can say is in an unapologetic kind of way. I'm sure at a time when it was very easy to have to apologize for a whole bunch of things. Here comes one and two and more who does this work or who did this work, and through people that are here and everybody else who continue to do this work unapologetically and courageously and in the face of so much. At any rate, I'm thinking of another sister of mine who her job is to gather songs, right? So, you know, every movement, every period has a song. I'm sure it's songs that's being recorded now. I mean, you know, we don't hear them. You know, we got Shake It Fast and stuff. We're not talking about them kind of songs. But sometimes you might need to get a little good shake on for the movement. But, you know, I'm just saying. So, anyway, there's this one. And, you know, I sometimes just have to do it just to move myself around a bit. It's something very simple. We can all sing it at some point. You can gather in however you want to do it, right? So the words are very simple. It just says, I'm going to move when the spirits say move. I'm going to move when the spirits say move. And when the spirits say move, I'm gonna move all day. Gonna move when the spirits say move. Okay, so like, what's your word? You're gonna what?
I'm gonna move.
Oh, you're saying it. She's saying it. She didn't give us the word. See, that's what I like. You understand what I'm saying? When somebody gave you something. Oh, listen, let me get you the mic. Let me get you a mic, girl. Can we get this song? We can't get this song. Sing. Yeah, that's what we like. Crowd participation. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I don't want to stop.
Don't
be shy. You ain't shy enough. Come on. We like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You ready? Now we got more, okay? All right? So it's easy. No, we got the easy part. We move. We got the easy part. So it's just this. I'm gonna move when the spirits say move. See, that's easy, right? I'm gonna move when the spirits say move. There you go, look. And when the spirits say move, I'm gonna move all day. Gonna move when the spirits say move. There you go. Now, what's your word? You gonna what when the spirits say what?
We've been moving. We've been moving.
What you doing, Javier? Come on. You thought I forgot. I know you ain't think I forgot you now. I don't forget too much. I don't forget much. Yeah, all the way back there. So we don't. I calls on everybody, brother. I got eyes all over the place. All of this has is tentacles. I reach out to everybody. It's all right. We going to what? You going to what? I'm gonna breathe when the spirits say breathe. We sure old spirits say that a lot. I'm gonna breathe when the spirits say breathe. And when the spirits say breathe, I'm gonna breathe all day. Gonna breathe when the spirits say breathe. What's your word? I'm gonna play when the spirits say play. I'm gonna play when the spirits say play. And when the spirits say play, we gon' play all day.
play when the spirits say play. What's your word, New Orleans? Dance. I'm gonna dance when the spirits say dance. I'm gonna dance when the spirits say dance. And when the spirits say dance, I'm gonna dance all day. Gonna dance when the spirits say dance. What's your word? I'm gonna sing when the spirits say sing. I'm gonna sing when the spirits say sing. And when the spirits say sing, I'm gonna sing all day. Gonna sing when the spirits say sing. One more, what's yours? I'm gonna ride when the spirits say ride. That's our last one, last one. I'm gonna ride when the spirits say ride. And when the spirits say ride, I'm gonna ride all day. Gonna ride when the spirits say ride. Yeah, we need that. We need to do all of them things. Good job. Y'all all right. Oh, swat more. Yes, yes, yes. We like that. We like that. How many more examples, right? How many more examples of destruction will it take for us to lift this veil of ignorance that drapes our faces? We place hands over ears, eyes closed, mark mute, walk dead, have to, because they shoot before we speak. And when you know the truth of what they do to those who refuse to believe in the lies they feed, it's either we could crawl and give in, feeling helpless under the pressure, or we would remember. We would remember how to walk like warriors. Our feet are on the shoulders of giants, how we've conquered chaos before. We've compromised our divinity far too long, and all at the hands of an oppressive entity that deliberately aims to kill. And still they will use poison and steel, or cotton and fields, take trillions of dollars, pollute all the water, destroy everything from Phoenix to Florida, then still find time to pimp your daughter or sodomize your son. Turn two parents into one, and one is never enough in this world of too much. Here is a classic equation. Divide up a family, multiply mommy's movements, cause daddy done moved where no responsibility can ever find him. Add in depression and bitterness, subtract the encouragement, then watch these percentages fill up the prison. See, we master mathematicians, exponents of confusion. We be choosing death as if there are no other options left or right, up or down, shiftless vagabonds roaming around searching for something safe-seeking, never finding or recognizing that space inside the soft, quiet sound that doesn't compete with the crowd of voices or the violent volume. Here in here is the value of you. Okay, so now this is like a vowel. It's standing in the midst of clanging consonants. It's constant. It's a kind reminder of the connection of us, when so often we have been picked apart and separated and sorted as casual as laundry. After all, now they've told us we should never mix the coloreds and the whites, right? Okay, I don't know. Now, on the other hand, now there was a time when Mr. always preferred Mammy over the Mrs., forced crinkled fingers in crevices too sacred to mention, and though this has happened time and time again, she still flinches at the scent and sight, but not this time. Now, this time she placed something inside whereby twilight on the third night of the fourth week, he would be gone, and no one would miss him, not even his children. Herein is the power of the medicine men, this the gree-gree of the conjure women, them who make charms that ward off harm, them fighters forming freedom around their feet so that wherever they walk, their souls will know that liberation lives wherever they go, and wherever they go, the spirit of God is them who see the pattern of God in the stars, whether that be in the sky or in your eyes, them light-bodied beings speaking love in an atmosphere filled with fear. Here they come, lips laced with prayer, bearing gifts given by the great one who gives the best gifts. They lift their hands in gratitude, bidding us to rise. They call us to our higher selves. They remind us we can fly or just feel what it's like to live with no holds, no holes, no halves, just whole. Because Lord knows it only takes one reason for the biggest believer to become the most unfaithful. But ain't that how the world go? Create a sliver of doubt, and soon it turns out to be a mountain of madness. Manhattan is. This is hell in a handbasket. It's bastard children playing hide and seek between dilapidated buildings and shards of concrete. There are no playgrounds in these towns, no jungle gyms for them, no green space dedicated for relaxation or shelter when the sky rains bombs or the breeze blows bullets or the earth can't stop her shake. Take a moment. Let us reflect on this mess we have made. We have rejected nature's voice, all in search of material gain, donning the rags of the disastrously insane. My God, not this again. Not the different names, same situation again. Not to declare war, all in the name of peace, again and again and again and again and again, but then again. Thanks be to God, there are them who can rouse us from our drowsiness, who save us from our haphazardness, who assist in realigning our energies with heavenly elements, and there are skeptics who will bark. Oh, now there she go with that dreamer talk. As if every masterpiece didn't first start from just a thought. If only we could see through the eyes of our heart and go straight to the matter, eliminate the rhetoric, strip everything down to its natural essence, and it is there we will find the answer, the greatest, the only example, and by far the most revolutionary weapon we all have, and that, family, is love. Okay. Where y'all going? I'm just messing with you. I get cheeky, as we say in New Orleans. I don't know if that's a Philadelphia word. I don't know if that's a where you from word, but cheeky is a word. This is a lesson. Cheeky means you just want your way, right? That's cheeky. I don't know why it's cheeky, but that's just how it's. That's New Orleans vocabulary, foreign language, you know, foreign language class. New Orleans vocab 101. So it's a few words you have to know. So speaking of New Orleans, I'll do a few poems. For some reason, people add, this is not the poem. For some reason, though, people ask, are these made-up stories? You know, is this fiction? And I can say that everything is nonfiction. And sometimes things do sound so far-fetched that it should be fiction, but the reality is that these are stories that we have to deal with on an everyday basis and things that go on in our communities on a way too often basis. So these are their stories. It is 12:22 a.m., and I am remembering children. I'm perusing my brain for some metaphorically put together phrase, and then it hit me. It's like the truth don't care about no beautiful rhyme or some poetic line. Its only concern is taking us far beyond mere space and time. So now the only phrase that comes to mind, I guess, is everything gonna be all right? Because really, it's like, what do you say when a 14-year-old girl lay naked on the floor with a noose round her neck, her life poured out like imitation grape juice in cheap communion cups? Oh, this is my blood. It has been shed for you and for all. Do this in memory of me. But now my memory takes me to this little 6-year-old girl who was shot in the head, smart enough to know that if she wanted to live, she would have to play dead. And all of this is right before her kindergarten graduation. The doctor said the only thing that stopped the penetration of the bullets were the rollers in her hair. Look, all ain't fair in love and war. It's a bizarre type of thinking when our babies are the targets of these senseless shootings. And I think about the funeral, because I can't imagine how it feels for a kid to see her mama, grandmother, and her brother all slain, 3 caskets in one day, and 1,000 seasons of feeling the pain, and 1,000,001 reasons to wish for the rain, or something to come and wash away the dirt that remains, or the dirt that stains, leaving imprints on the parts that make you never forget. But it is just then, through the eyes of our children, that finally we are able to see. Now no longer at ease with pretending, because no longer can we play dead to survive. So let us live to hear the sunshine. Let us live to speak this silence of breath. Let us live to see the voices in the wind, and let us be, huh? Let us be what it is we speak, and speak what we yearn to be. Yes, this is a message for all of our messengers who stand on the shoulders of our ancestors that make us tall like trees so we can write in the sky the dreams of those yet born. I say this for all of our poets with life on their tongues who understand that to speak a true word is to transform the entire world. One where we can wake up and face the sun and say, if you can use anything, huh? How about you use me? Grant me words with which to teach, and the humility to learn, and the wisdom to clearly discern between right and wrong. I swear this is more than a poem. It is my plea that we may forever walk in the light of life and love to the highest degree. Niggas don't join the military because it's patriotic. Niggas join the military for money because they don't got it. So what started out as easy money for college, it ended on the front lines in Iraq, and some call it freedom. Say that's what them fighting for. Some call it justice. Say that's what them fighting for. Some even call it revolution. Say that's what them fighting for. I tell you what them fighting for. So I listened. I listened as he justified his position. He said he made his decision because he needed the discipline. He said since it was just him and his mama, then the army could provide him with the type of family he needed, and I could still see him. He's trying to convince me like this was the right thing. Oh, you know how it goes. It's GI bills plus college courses. It ain't too many other options for a poor person. I shake my head because there was nothing I could say that would make him change his mind. He sees the question in my eyes, then nodded. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So now before we knew it, little brother was shipped overseas. And while there, he kept a journal, and in it he wrote, birthdays is the worst days. So today, while driving through the sands in 130-degree heat, I saw all these hands reaching for the truck, and one of them was a woman who touched my shoulder and said, she said, oh, I feel sorry for you because you are us. We both suffer from the robbing of our culture, and to work for the same vultures that peck at your soul is like taking a seed, planting it in concrete, and then expecting it to grow is a slow death at a fast pace, and that's serious. Because that woman never parted her lips. Those were just the words he saw on her face. Immediately, he felt out of place at 21. And you got yourself a gun and some instructions. Kill anything walking, and you hear him talking. Assalamu alaikum. Little young American boy shaking with fear, eyes full of tears, because never once in 21 years did you think you'd kill. And I hear the elders in my ear, you don't train warriors on the battlefield. Poor American boy fighting a war he knows nothing about. But can you tell me why you're there? Give me an answer aside from the one your supervisors urge you to memorize when you're asked. And he thinks for a moment, then tells me gas and oil and bin Laden and the freedom of Iraqi people. I close my eyes, because if only we took the same pride in Africa and ancestors and family and the dreams we dreamt when we were kids, we thought we lived to see forever, never just 2 decades and 1+ year, and so it goes. The Red Cross gave a call to his mama's home confirming his death. We guess it was true, that information that somehow leaked out over the internet. She tried to pay it no attention. Nah, that ain't my son. It's just kind of ironic how a couple days ago in a letter he wrote, he expressed how badly he wanted to soar through the sky and maybe fly them airplanes like his granddaddy did. A new school Tuskegee airman, his mama said, that was always a dream of his, but now she holds her heart, now hardened like the one in her hand, and the color is purple. It was one of her favorites until this, because now never will she receive that night-night kiss or that glad I'm home hug she dreamt of so often when he was gone, and now he is gone, and his dream is one of her greatest memories. And I think that maybe this was written for the dreamer in me and all those other people who doodle dreams in black and white composition pads or one subject notebooks or napkins or anything they get their hands on. All they know is that they hope for the day those dreams can leap off those pages, even if it gotta happen phrase by phrase or word by word or letter by letter. Just let every P and E, let every A, let every C, every E be the perfect piece that pushes you to the perfect place in your process in order to reach that perfect goal. You gotta go.
go ahead and dream, huh? Go for the gold. We need no silver spoons, for wealth is not determined by material goods. Instead, stack knowledge up high enough to climb past the past. Dig deep enough to pull up the last you had to overcome just to remember where you came from and where you going. Man, go ahead and dream. No matter what the circumstances may be, they say it takes faith the size of a mustard seed. So that means even the smallest amount of light is enough to permeate the darkness. Just allow that spark that's within to touch every aspect of your insides. Besides, God gives visions not just for us to see them, but for us to be them. So no, we don't need to fight for your armed forces. We work with greater forces unseen and powerfully armed enough to fight for us. Okay. I'm trying to go fast because I know the driver is coming back at a certain time. I'm trying to look at this time. I'm trying to keep my word and everything. You know, people say you got to be gone at such and such time. You got to be, you know. So, and I know I can run my mouth a little bit, so I'm trying to hurry up and go fast. Trying to talk fast, okay. Y'all okay, huh? Y'all don't have no, we got announcements or something? I'm just making sure. I'm trying to ease all this in at the same time. If you got it, okay. Don't hesitate. If you got something to say, you can, you know. This is interactive. We can, yeah. What was I getting ready to do? Oh. I was getting ready to talk about We Know This Place. So that, We Know This Place, right, is a poem. I have a dear teacher's name was Dr. Morris F.X. Jeff, Jr. And we were in Ghana, and he would always say, we know, he had this deep James Earl Jones voice. We know this place. We know this place. He would always say, right? So he transitioned. He made his transition some years ago, but I always wanted to write a poem for him, and I could never do it. And I just had at the top of the page, We Know This Place, right? And I could never do it. We would be in Ghana and other cities and, you know, walking through the slave dungeons and everything else. And I wanted so much to write something, and I couldn't get it out. Okay, fast forward, and years later, he transition, I couldn't get this piece out. A time after that, a few years after that, was when Hurricane Katrina hit. And so this was the only time I was able to finish the poem. So I don't always explain this particular piece, but this poem came out of imagining. One, with everything that was happening, it reminded me so much of this triangle trade with all of this going on, all of these people being moved to this one space in the Superdome and things like this with no food and all of this kind of stuff, but just the conditions. So it reminded me of a ship. It reminded me of a slave ship. And I kept seeing or imagining this, these bodies, knowing how we were, knowing how our ancestors were laid out on these ships in the very intricate sardine-like way of this lay, and what was on top, and so forth and so on, and whether it was a person or whatever it was on top. So my, it came from these blank stares. Imagining that a person had died on top of another, and to imagine the stare that goes into the eye of a person whose soul has already left, and knowing and seeing people walk through the streets of New Orleans in the same fashion. So it came from that particular So anyway, we know this place. For we have glanced more times than we'd like to share
into eyes that stare with nothing there behind them but an unfulfilled wish or an unconscious yearning for life, though death rests comfortably beside us at night, their moans are louder. They come to visit the guards at the gate and they stay until morning, torturing their guilt-written insides. The silent cries of the keepers are louder than the booms that come from the guns they use to occupy the space. And we know this place, because we have seen more times than we'd like to imagine. Bloated cadavers floating through waters of a city gone savage, foraging the land for what can be salvaged. But what can be saved when all is lost? It happened in August, 29 days in. We are now 5 days out of the only place we knew to call house and home. Few things are certain. One, we have no food. Two, there are more bodies lying at the roadside than hot plates being distributed or first aid being administered or recognition as a citizen, 14th Amendment, X, refugee, check, and we know this place. It's ever changing yet forever the same. Money and power and greed, the game, they suck and devour the souls of the slain. What a feast for the beast at their table of shame, with napkins round necks to catch the blood that drains from the flesh they chew. It's held again, and we know this place, huh? All too well, dank with the smell of death and doom. It hovers, it smothers, no growth, no room, no pretty, no please, just gray, just gloom, just bored me a hope, and it died too soon, just jucking, just jiving, just living. We just wounds, and we know this place. It's decked in all its array and splendor, golden streets with good intentions capture our attention, their gadgets and inventions, pesticide the food supply, flu-like symptoms, diabetic condition, a cancer in the system, health on hold. It's a to the temple, go run to your churches, tell Rev Miss Simple, good works and good deeds is what equals redemption. But tell me, please, Jesus never mentioned how the churchmen get extensions on freedom while children are being fondled from the altar to the streets, then back to the sanctuaries. It's kind of scary, ain't it, to know that both the prophet and the priest practice deceit, then come to the people and claim peace, peace. They come to the people and claim love, love, but where is the peace, huh? Where is the love? Where is that balm in Gilead that can heal the wounded soul or make the half man whole? I swear we know this place because we have vowed before never again to return, but here we are. We back in a desert, dry mouth and thirsting for waters from heaven. But come, come, children, rally round, and maybe together we can make a sound that'll shake the trees or rattle the ground, make strong our knees. We's a freedom bound, and we know this place, reclaim the crown, hold on to the prize, never put it down, be firm in the stance, no break, no bow. Gotta forward on mamas, make your move now, forward on babas, make your move now, forward dear children, cause freedom is right now. Thank you. Is that your phone, cameraman? This is your phone. I'm making sure. You know, I kind of do that. I got this. Slick side OCD. Uh-oh. This is not interrupting the scarf, huh? For your recording.
Okay. I'll try to follow directions.
When I can. Part one. I sometimes tend to forget part one of this piece for some reason. Part one. It says, let us be mindful, cautious not to be caught up in appearance. You know, things are not always as they seem. It's like wolves dressed in clothing of sheep. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, But what happens when the beholder views violence and destruction as pretty, or the continued oppression of a people as extravagant, or the outright act of genocide as lavish, pieced together a plan to make an entire race vanish from the face of the planet? How pretty, famished children paraded for pennies, peep game. Just because our eyes don't see no chains, it don't mean the chains ain't swinging. It don't mean the bodies ain't hanging. It was a man found a few months ago, no pants, no shirt, just a rope and a stair. Some hope and a prayer. Careful, because the glare can blind you, or hog tie you to the back of a truck and watch fingers and feces, urine and toes leave trail for curious onlookers. Oh, how beautiful. All dressed up with nowhere to go but downtown. There is a club called Some Like It Hot, and hell is the street it is on. There is no need for the lights because the fire stays burning, and then they say they need more space. Oh, it gets kind of tight when you stuck between a rock and a hard place, or one cop banging a baton at your back and the other one click clack and a Glock in your face. Really, how pretty is it when all them spirits come to pay you a visit, and all that blood can't be washed off of your hands, and all that money just can't be spent? For it is written, when the wicked spring as grass and workers of iniquity flourish, it is so that they may be destroyed forever. That's what my mama say. Now that to us that's what's beautiful. To the people who find pretty in the laughter of babies, or the growth of a garden, or the gaze in mama's eyes, or in daddy's diligence, beauty is the goodness of God and the magnificence of his works and the perfection of her word. Within real beauty there is no deceit, only wisdom and prosperity, serenity and peace, and certainly there are no wolves making a mockery of the sheep. Part two says, I'm from the stock that pitch cocktail bombs and hand grenades. We pour cayenne pepper around the perimeter of a building to keep the police dogs at bay. I'm the Panther Party in the Desire Housing Projects in New Orleans. I'm a nigga turning a gun on the National Guards. Take a long, long look. I'm a cook in the kitchen asking the missus to taste the dinner. Take a long, long sip, because death ain't always this good. Oh, it's eyes popping out their sockets. It's a lifeless body rocking backwards and forwards. It's a boy stabbed 47 times in front of the church house. It's a man 43 years old stuffing his penis in a 9-year-old girl's mouth. No. Death don't always taste good. Just don't sound like something I want to eat often. Often I hear them say it was like a train came through the room, left mama so depressed she was unable to move until this one day. It was like a few months after the hurricane. Husband and child found the Trinity bloody in bed. His wife, his son, his other daughter was dead. And on the end table there was a letter that read, it said, I couldn't stay here, not for 1 minute longer, and it made no sense for me to leave here alone, because who would take care of my babies with their mama gone? I'm telling you, death ain't always good. It'll leave you finning for water and food. It'll riddle up your body in the Audubon ballroom. They'll El Hajj Malik El Shabazz you, crown you king, then dethrone you in a Lorraine hotel. They'll disfigure your body to where folk can't tell if you Emmett Till or not. Tell them, mama, keep that casket open. Let all the world see it ain't just burning in Mississippi. Hell is hot wherever you be, from the rooftop to the cell block. Oh, step on up to the auction block and bend over, touch your toes, show your teeth, lift her titties, examine his balls. Now this can damn near sound like a hip-hop song, but it's slavery at its peak, huh? It's a circus for all the freaks. They'll warn you, caution when you speak. Can't afford the truth to leak, but we'll say blessed are the meek, and all the ones who make peace, and all the ones who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. For we say theirs is the kingdom, earth is their inheritance. So no matter how treacherous, they'll try to trap us in them trenches, they'll dig deeper ditches. But all that matters is this: it's like, which side will we pick, or which pack will we choose? It's either win or lose, because death don't come in vain. Not for us to remain enslaved, or our spirits to remain in cages. It comes so we might be courageous to fulfill our obligation to our God and all creation, to stand in determination, able to look death straight in the face and say, we made it, we made it, we made it, we made it. We made it. I don't know. Tell me about the time, or tell me what I need to do. I'm your servant. I'm here to do what you need me to do. I'm just trying to make sure, because I don't want people to come back and say, shit, went over time. We got to pay for something.
something. The door's gonna lock. We had to get the janitor to come out. It's $100,000 for the janitor to come and lock the door. And then you know how we get at university sometimes. Okay. That sounds like a plan to me. I'm thinking of my mother and father, who are a very interesting bunch. But yeah, they are something else. So I'm thinking of them. This is a blues poem for my mama. So Faith ain't got no eyes, but she got long legs, and that's probably why my mama stand proud. Look, Faith ain't got no eyes, but she got long legs. It gotta be why my mama don't cry. Look, even when daddy beat her, even when daddy cheat her, poor mama don't shed no tear. And even though he come home smelling like alcohol, poor mama don't have no fear. She take the keys to the car, then hide them in the backyard, and that's when all the fussing start. Look, he'd say, "Bae, where the keys? Because I'm ready to leave," and that's when poor mama got caught. Look, she'd look into his eyes, it wasn't no surprise. He took the anger out on the face. Right. A right jab to the nose, and then a couple more blows. And there was blood all over the place. And so we sat on the bed, cause I was truly amazed. Look, my daddy left us that day. He cared more about his liquor than me and my sister, but I really wanted daddy to stay. And so we prayed and we prayed, and then my poor mama said, look, that daddy had to go away. Right. But after months he came home, he was sober and strong, and mama took him back again. He never raised his hand, cause if he did, he would land in a grave, that's what mama said. Right. But how you stay there that long when you know he was wrong? She said you have to have a little faith, right. Cause faith ain't got no eyes. But she got long legs. That's probably why my mama stand proud. Cause Faith ain't got no eyes, but she got long legs. It gotta be why my mama don't cry. It's gotta be why my mama don't cry. And he speaks of his dreams as if no one is listening. Like mere whisperings in the wind, but I hear them. I see them. See him searching the air for a piece of peace, or at least something more to hold on to, when what we hold on to are the same attitudes that allow our visions to slip through the slits between our fingers. And I guess that brings us back to that question of old, like, what is a dream deferred? I guess it's something like faith without works, or a truthful word left unspoken or unheard or unheeded or forgotten, about to rot in the corner. And by the time we realize this is what we have been wanting all along, it's too late. But I'm here to say it ain't never too late, because while truth may change its clothes, it never changes its worth. It just wants us to come closer. But keep your hopes up. I know it's difficult, and especially when you feel you've given all you can give, and they say live and let live, but even that gets hard when dead men walk, and darkness fills the eye, and the only light that's allowed to penetrate is the flame from a match to a joint laced with crack, and I can't wrap my brain on how to bring you back. Daddy, I just pray that you're sane enough to pick up your slacking wherever you lackin'. Let divine remembrance fill those gaps, like don't you recall that throne you set upon, King? Or don't you recall that queen you left behind before all these fetters invaded your mind, before this dullness took over your life? You were divine. Remember, I still bring
offerings to your temple. I still bear sacred food for you because I know that you are much greater than the obstacles you go through. And I will tell them who may not believe, please, oh, please don't weep. I will tell them not to moan because I know you'll be home, transformed, reborn like a bright and lustrous sun rising on the eastern horizon as intense as the noontime. And you will shine like forever in my eyes. But Daddy, your eyes, your eyes. Be ye not blinded by the vices that reside. Be ye not blinded by the voices that lie. For you have been endowed with the power of the Most High. Papa, regain your glory. Let shine your light. Let love it lead you. And remember your plight. For divine remembrance is heavenly sight. And you are a God. Don't you remember? Okay. Oh, Mama and Daddy. Is that it for two minutes? Oh, I got so hungry.